This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Workers at two Starbucks locations in Colorado Springs say they plan to unionize. Barista Bradley Kurtz says, like many employees, he doesn't make a living wage.
I'm fortunate in that I am able to live at home with my family, and if I didn't have that, I couldn't imagine. It would be very difficult.
Kurtz says he and his co-workers do not receive tips from credit card purchases, a loss of about $5 an hour, and he says they don't get enough working hours to qualify for benefits. Workers plan to join Starbucks Partners United, an affiliate of Workers United. They filed with the National Labor Relations Board yesterday. The latest spending bill in Congress heads to the president's desk this week. CPR's Matt Bloom reports it includes $13 million to help people experiencing homelessness in Denver.
The funding will help kickstart 10 different projects, from a city-led effort to convert an old hotel into a shelter to construction of a new resource center for young people without homes. Representative Diana DeGette made the requests.
There's no one-size-fits-all solution, but all of these little projects together help to create a web of support.
The latest spending bill was the first in over a decade where lawmakers could earmark funding for special projects in their districts. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A High Mountain, Colorado plant has been identified as a distinct species. It's now called the funky thistle. Jennifer Ackerfield of Denver Botanic Gardens collected the plant on the rocky slopes of Mount Sherman near Leadville. She says it looks alien.
You're up in the alpine tundra, where most of the plants are these tiny little things, and then here's this giant thistle coming out of nowhere. It's like, I don't care. I don't care that we're in the alpine and it's super cold. I'm going to be giant.
She says it's possible that the prickly plant with yellow flowers was first discovered and named by indigenous people. In the 1800s, it was mislabeled by botanists, and the mistake stuck until now. And there's a picture of the funky thistle at CPR.org. This is CPR News.